What if the public transit system worked more like Uber? What if we could keep the air cleaner in Utah's national parks by driving electric cars? And how would our society change if our cars were better at driving than we are? Those were among the questions explored by a panel of experts at a recent Utah Foundation event on the future of transportation in Utah. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Today, in the summer of 2018, most of us drive cars powered by gasoline and try to discipline ourselves not to talk or text on our smartphones while we do it. But it might not be long before we get around in electric-powered cars that drive themselves and that allow us to take our eyes off the road. Participants in July's Future of Transportation event heard from a range of experts, including David Christensen, the executive director of the Sustainable Electrified Transportation Research Center at Utah State University. He says recent investments in fast charging facilities for electric vehicles mean they can compete with the longer range of gasoline cars.
Essentially what that means is on I-15, 70, and 80, we're developing 1,500 miles of electric charging capability. So if you have a Tesla or that Bolt and you live in San Diego, you can now drive to Zion National Park or even up to Yellowstone, and you don't have to take a week to do it because you don't have to take all of that time to charge. There's fast charging all along the way. Same thing as if you live in Seattle and you want to drive to Zion National Park.
Electric cars represent less than 2% of the vehicles on the road in Utah, but their number is growing. They drive on the same roads our gasoline cars do, but their owners don't pay the same tax on motor fuel that is the basis of Utah's transportation funding. Terry Newell, the deputy director of Utah's Department of Transportation, has been working on a solution to that problem.
That means our gas tax over time will be going down, what we collect from gas tax. So we need to be prepared for that. So we are working on an implementation of a road usage charge that we need to have in place January of 2020. So we're working very quickly to try to get that in place. To try to do that as fast as possible, we've put together an advisory committee so that as we look at new ideas that we want to test out, we can put them in front of that advisory committee and get some really quick feedback. We also are trying to work with the Western states have a coalition and with road usage charge, and commonly in the industry you'll hear it called RUC, but road usage charge.
Autonomous vehicles, cars that drive themselves, are not far off. State Representative Robert Spendlove believes Utah needs a legal framework for the testing and operation of self-driving cars. He introduced House Bill 371 in the last session to create that framework. To his surprise, it appeared headed for passage before he took it off the table for more work. Spendlove says safety is the most important change we can expect.
Do you know that 94% of auto-related deaths are caused by human error? Every single day, in Utah, a crash happens every 10 minutes. In the United States, every year we have more than 36,000 people die in car crashes. Utah, last year, we had 273 people die. That's almost one every day. And, you know, you hear the stories almost every single day of someone falling asleep or being distracted or being drunk and either crashing into someone else or crashing into a pedestrian. If we could save 94% of those lives, 256 people last year would have been saved. 256 families would have been spared the horror of having their loved ones die.
As bright as that promise might appear, Spendlove says the expectation has to be realistic. Self-driving cars won't be perfect, but he thinks it's reasonable to expect a better safety record than we have today. And with all the transportation technology on the horizon, Spendlove and others pointed out there's one key component that's right here, right now: our smartphones. Ride-sharing services such as Uber and Lyft have demonstrated how smartphones can be used to link customers with cars quickly and efficiently. In the future, your car might drive off on its own after you've arrived at work, staying busy instead of just sitting in a parking lot all day. Jaron Robertson with the Utah Transit Authority says smartphone-based systems could make public transit work much better for riders with disabilities and others who have a hard time using regular buses and trains.
So if we can do mobility on demand, utilizing the technologies that are coming out today, we can better connect people into the transportation system, looking at on-demand, having individuals picked up at their home or within service points that are nearby, just to help to better serve certain areas, and it expands the transportation service area as well. And again, that's really fueled by the advancements in technologies allowing people to utilize smartphone technology, dynamic routing, trip matching, and payment systems.
Robertson says transit agencies need to be ready to help with access to those new transportation options for those who don't have smartphones. As it turns out, Utah is now home to the North American headquarters of Stadler, a company that builds trains for transit systems. CEO Martin Ritter says he misses the efficient European train system, but he says new technology may give Utah an edge in the future.
I believe that the United States could even be more progressive than Europe, for example, because we have an existing network in Europe, whereas trains and buses are operating very well and connected together. But here in the United States, if you look with Uber, Lyft, self-driving cars maybe, that could open a whole different thinking of network. Connecting transit, metro cars, street cars, trains, commuter trains, together first and last mile, together with self-driving cars or with Uber, Lyft, etc. I mean, that could push the United States in an advanced situation versus the network we have back in Europe.
As one of the speakers pointed out, Utah's transportation future is not going to be the Jetsons flying car that turns you into a briefcase at the touch of a button. But it does look like it will be cleaner, safer, and more efficient as we go along for the ride. By the way, the panel event in Sandy was sponsored by Larry H. Miller Dealerships and hosted by Salt Lake County. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bonas. Thanks for listening.